Hi, everybody, and welcome aboard to our newest edition of Making Waves here on LakeshoreLandNow.com. I'm Dennis Ron. Glad to have you back with us here. We've been on a bit of a winter hiatus here on Making Waves, but lots of fun things up ahead as we look forward to spring. I know that may be hard to believe with the recent late winter snow that we've had, but it's not too far away, and including, don't forget, the annual Wayne Kelly Memorial Top Dog Parade coming to downtown Chelan Saturday, the 16th of March. We'll talk about more of that at the close of our program today, but we want to jump right into things because we've got an important and interesting topic. Public meeting is going to be held on Wednesday, the 13th of March at the Lake Chelan Chamber of Commerce. It's actually a drop-in session as opposed to a public meeting put on by the Chelan County PUD, 3:30 to 5:30 on the 13th at the Chamber, and an opportunity for you to just pop on by and find out details on a couple of planned substations and transmission lines for the Lake Chelan Valley. One is already on the drawing boards. Land has been acquired on the North Shore. And a second one now in the works for the southeast part of the community of Chelan. That'll be near the Chelan Dam. So you can find out all about it on the meeting coming up. But you can find out a whole lot more right now if you listen into the interview that we were able to have with the Chelan County PUD's Director of Customer Service, Andy Wendell, who gives us the complete lowdown. I want to talk about first that really two new substations in the Chelan area will be coming online in a few years, and one already further along in the process of that, and of course that's the North Shore. Give us the update on that. When did it all come about? Why? And when will it be completed in terms of the timeline?
Thank you. So we do have the Chelan North Shore substation, which is located, the property is located up off of Henderson Road, so Boyd up to Henderson Road. And I would say it's about a half mile to a mile from, you know, the lake shore up onto the hillside. We identified that substation need about 5 years ago through our modeling. And essentially, the substation on the North Shore is connected with a series of other substations that were reaching their full capacity. And so as a remedy, we needed to inject another substation on the North Shore. That particular substation, which I think we're calling that the North Shore substation, will take load off of, or stress off of, the Wapato substation, as well as the Manson substation, as well as the substation in town called the Union Valley substation. So if you think about it, there's three substations on the North Shore today: Manson, Wapato, and the Union Valley substation. By adding a fourth one, we're taking some load off of the adjacent substations, those three. And so growth and expansion then can occur essentially from Manson all the way into the city of Chelan.
Let's talk about the process, what's coming up here with the Chelan Dam substation. Announced recently you're going to be having a public meeting outreaching to the community, and that meeting will be held at the Lake Chelan Chamber of Commerce, giving people, I guess, an opportunity just to learn about what's in the works, where it will be sited, and maybe to answer any questions folks might have of why is this needed at this point.
Sure. Yeah, the upcoming meeting, which is March 13th, is an invitation to community stakeholders to come hear from the Chelan County PUD about, again, what our system models are showing us in terms of where we need to site a new substation in the kind of around the Chelan Dam area. I want to be specific about making sure that your listeners understand that the PUD has not selected a specific location. Essentially, our modeling to date has shown that we need to have it in a geographic area and adjacent to our existing electric lines, but we have not picked the exact location of that. And quite frankly, that's what we're soliciting input on. The PUD is committed to sharing siting infrastructure with the communities, and we want to hear what people's thoughts are. As an example, the Trail Alliance has interest in that particular area back there. So we are certainly wanting to hear from people that use the trails as well as the Trail Alliance, and, you know, what do they value or what concerns do they have about siting infrastructure in that area. You got to keep in mind that in addition to siting the substation, we need to connect that substation to the electric grid, which requires a connection of transmission lines from an existing source up to the substation. So in addition to, you know, potentially maybe aesthetic concerns with the substation, there's also concerns about the siting of that transmission line, which brings the power into the substation. So that's the purpose of the upcoming meeting on March 13th. We're also doing what we call a drop-in, which is an open forum for people to come in and ask questions, look at some of the graphics that we have, and just share their thoughts with us about this needed infrastructure. Beyond that, we really haven't articulated our next steps. We definitely want to check in with the public, see what concerns they have. We want to bring that information back to our Board of Commission and kind of recalculate our next moves.
When you establish this new substation near the Chelan Dam somewhere, do you have a site already in mind? Do you maybe have some properties that the PUD has ownership of, or will you have to begin from anew and just negotiate for a parcel?
Yeah, those are good questions. So we're leaving those options open. However, I would say that in the vicinity of the Chelan Dam, down to Chelan Falls, the PUD does currently own, operate, and maintain large parcels of property in that particular area. And some early reconnaissance leads our engineers to believe that there is the potential for the PUD to be able to utilize some of the existing properties that we own. But as I mentioned, you know, the community input is very important to us on that. That PUD property that is currently out there is utilized by the recreation community, the Trail Alliance. As you may know, they are trying to move forward with siting some new trails in that particular area. So how can the Trail Alliance, the general public who utilizes that area and the PUD, how can we all coexist in that particular area? Whether it ends up being on PUD property or other private properties, that's yet to be determined. But we're keeping that open at this point in time.
Typically for a substation, how much property do you require in terms of acreage?
That's a great question. And we've recently changed our standard to be able to allow us to build what we call a dual substation. So traditionally, we would need about an acre. And it's generally a square would be ideal. An acre is about 150 by 150 feet, so it's not a huge piece of property. However, with the new design that we've incorporated over the last 2 years, is we would build preferably on a 300 by 300 foot space. And what that allows us to do is build a substation with the capacity to meet our current needs, but it also allows us to build a second substation within the same footprint to double the capacity in the future. So it was maybe a 30 or a 40 year investment in capacity. A new substation with our new standards would be more of a 40 to 60 year investment in terms of capacity. So it's a new standard, and it requires about a 300 by 300 foot area. Not exact, but that translates into about 2 acres.
Now, it's my understanding these substations have to be fenced off anyway, so it would seem that if it was in the neighborhood, let's say, of a trail, that the two could perhaps coexist?
Sure. I think it's fair to say that the PUD is very open-minded to having conversations with recreationalists, the Trail Alliance, and or just the general public about how can we make these things still be secure, which is really the fencing around those is one way that we ensure security and really public safety from, you know, electronic components. But also, how can we integrate those into an area like the gorge area around the Chelan Dam that's a little bit more aesthetically pleasing? So as an example, if the existing trail, say, goes through where maybe a substation would be located, you know, how can we improve, you know, parking for a trail access or a head-in in that area and still maintain the substation at the same time? So I think it's fair to say that our Board of Commission has given us direction to, you know, receive that input and come back. And I think, you know, any reasonable requests are going to be heard from our Board of Commission. So that's our job, is to bring that information back.
A piece of information that kind of jumped out at me was, it was noted that energy use in Chelan, one of the reasons these new substations have been necessitated, has grown 3 to 5 times higher than other areas of the county since about 2015. Why?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I get that question a lot. Recently, we put together a graphic that showed where all the new electric meters have been placed in Chelan County. And interesting enough, you know, down here in Wenatchee, the Sunny Slope area, of course, with a lot of residential homes, has got a pretty high density area. But the Chelan, both the North Shore and the South Shore Chelan area, and really the Columbia River area, you know, up around the Eniat area up to the tunnel, those all have had a lot of new meters set. And, you know, the vast majority of those are residential homes. However, we're seeing significant growth in what we call commercial industrial loads as well in the Chelan areas, both in the agricultural communities restaurants, multifamily housing. We've got the new marina up there that's had some additional loads. So there's a lot going on up in that area. And so, 3 to 5 times in terms of the numbers of meters set, without a doubt, the Chelan area is growing faster than any other area in the county.
So because that's happening, I'm curious, there are probably, I'm guessing, lots of plans even on the boards that perhaps the PUD is not even aware of in terms of large planned developments, smaller planned developments. Affordable housing is a big issue right now in Chelan. So there's a lot in the works, and you mentioned agriculture as well. I'm curious if there's something in place right now that there is a line of communication, let's say, between your office and the planning department in Chelan so that you have some concept, some idea of what's looming out there in the future.
Yeah, that's a really good point. You know, the fact of the matter is over the last, say 3 decades, Chelan County PUD's electric grid has basically been able to accommodate, you know, all of the growth and expansion that we've seen up till now. And I say that, you know, recognizing that we have made investments in other substations and transmission lines over the years. But because of this large growth that we've seen really in the last 5 years, we've been eating through that system capacity at a much higher rate. And we really do need to recognize that is not slowing down. And the growth management, both in the city of Chelan as well as the outlying areas that are not incorporated, such as Manson, growth management through the county and the cities is really that catalyst for us from a planning perspective. And so we've been making efforts. I've been making efforts in partnership with our engineering group to reach out to the municipalities throughout Chelan County and sit down and say, look, what are you seeing in terms of growth and expansion in your areas? And helping them recognize that we just don't have an infinite amount of electric capacity in our systems, and that we need to build in order to meet that new growth and expansion, whether it's residential, commercial, industrial, recreational. We need these substations. We need these transmission lines, both in terms of growth and reliability. So we're starting to have those conversations. We want to have those conversations much more frequent and much more in-depth with the city of Chelan and those folks up there. We've been able to kind of benefit from a pretty strong electric system up until now, and we're starting to see, we need to do more partnering. So we're leading that effort, and this outreach on March 13th, of course, we've invited the city of Chelan to be there as well, but I would anticipate a series of direct Chelan PUD and city of Chelan discussions, as well as Chelan County, as a result of this outreach effort, once we hear from our public.
Is your magic number 80%? I keep seeing that. When you get up to use of an existing substation or group of substations and you're approaching that 80% level, is that when it gets very serious about planning the next one?
Yeah, that's right. You know, generally we're watching our system loads, and we do have a planning standard. It's a standard. It's not a law per se, but it's a standard. We try to hold those, you know, to a strong value. And when our systems start to reach about 80% capacity, then we're supposed to start planning. And what that means is, okay, identifying where we might need to build new infrastructure. And then by 90%, we should be constructing that. And then by 100%, loading on the existing infrastructure, we should have the new infrastructure online. And keep in mind, as an example, we talked about the substations on the North Shore. And Manson, Wapato, and Union Valley in particular, they're running in the mid to low 80 percentile, right? That's what triggered the property acquisition for the North Shore substation. Once North Shore substation is put online, we will probably load it, you know, I'm going to speculate somewhere around 50% of its capacity. But by taking that 50% of that new substation off, we're then bringing the existing substations, such as Union Valley, from a, call it 85%, we're bringing that down below 80% in the 60 or 70%. Does that make sense?
It's like a chain.
It's like a chain reaction, exactly. So it's a network of capacity, a network of loading, and we're trying to keep a balance on that network all the time.
I'm curious, what do you do? Because you're looking at, it appears to me, 4 to 5 years from the time you begin to think about we need to plan a new one to having the meetings with the communities and the areas and then finding a property and then constructing. What if you're at an 80% level or 85% level and the growth continues to increase at a pace maybe even more rapid than it has been? At some point, there comes, I would think, a point of being that we can't do any more until this next substation is online. How does that work? Who do you tell, no, you have to wait? Because I know your onus is to provide power.
And that's great. That's exactly right, is we are responding to growth. We don't control growth. We're responding to growth. Growth management plans, comprehensive plans, both through the city and the county, that really drives what property can be developed. So we're in a reactionary mode to a certain extent. Now, again, as I mentioned, we're trying to be more proactive about trying to identify where those are at. The typical substation, when we initiate planning, it takes about 3 years. The first year is really the property acquisition, the community outreach, and the permitting. The second year is usually design and procurement, and then we construct in the third year. One of the strategies that the PUD is doing is trying to look further down the road, so not wait till things get to 80%. We're trying to look further down the road, and we're trying to acquire property sooner. For one, that's what we heard from our customers over the last 2 years, is you guys need to be thinking longer term, not just 20 years down the road. You need to be thinking much longer term. So that's one. Secondly, we are incorporating that new standard, which allows us to have double the capacity in the substation, right? So it's a new design. It's a little bit more property. But essentially, we won't necessarily be coming back to the public to get another site again.
And right? Speeds up the process.
And speeds up the process, exactly. So we're doing a multitude of things to try to be responsive to that. What we see is this sustained growth, that the 80% may or may not be the right target anymore. Historically, it was, but historically, our annual average load was only increasing from about 0.5% to 1.5%, depending on the area. So it was not large growth. In Chelan, we're seeing, in some areas, we're seeing double digits of capacity growth in some of those specific areas. So we need to have some different response models, and we need to be much more proactive acquiring the properties and getting things staged. I got to be honest with you, the most difficult challenge about building new substations and transmission lines is not the construction, not the design. The most difficult component is acquiring the right-of-ways and the properties to do this. So we're trying to do that more proactively.
What is there a typical cost to putting up a substation?
Yeah, there is. Depending on the area and depending on the substation, we can spend somewhere between $3 and $6 million in today's dollars. We're probably looking at the North Shore substation in the upper end of the spectrum, primarily because its geographic location. It's challenging to get the distribution lines out of the substation into the neighborhoods. As you know, a lot of the power lines in that particular area are underground, and it is more expensive and time-consuming to connect new substations to those underground lines. Of course, we know, though, that they're more aesthetically pleasing, and there is not a spot on that lake on the north or south shore that people wouldn't say that's a beautiful view. So we need to preserve those. So the costs are somewhat dependent on, you know, how your power lines are incorporated. Right now, our early estimates for the kind of what we're calling the Chelan Dam, for lack of a final name at this point in time, you know, we're looking around that $4 to $6 million range for that particular substation.
Mm-hmm. These are not an inexpensive proposition.
They're not an inexpensive proposition, and you know, our board is requiring us as planners and engineers to bring back sufficient evidence that if we build these substations, the load is there and we'll get the return on that investment. There's not necessarily a positive return on investment. When I say return on investment, it's, you know, will the customers benefit, and are we not having to maintain an asset that's not being fully utilized for long periods of time? Because there are significant costs to just maintain these substations as well.
So again, the public will have an opportunity on March 13th at the Lake Chelan Chamber of Commerce office. That's a Wednesday, by the way. If you want to put it on your calendar, couple of hour time frame, 3:30 to 5:30. What, in a best case scenario, would the PUD get out of that public discourse?
Sure. Well, our board always appreciates getting customer feedback. Whether it's, you know, for or against what we're recommending to do, they really appreciate getting the feedback. I think what we're hoping to get out of this engagement process is really, is there a path forward to kind of coexist, meaning the PUD provide power and have this infrastructure, which some people don't find aesthetically pleasing, but we're hoping that people understand the need for the substation, you know, what our models are telling us, the need for it, and really try to anchor down on understanding the geographic location of it. It needs to go in this vicinity. And if people have some ideas about a specific location, we'd like to talk about that. But essentially, we want to bring that raw data back from the customers directly to our Board of Commission to help inform the next steps in the process, which is likely to find a specific location for a substation that, you know, works for the community, works for, you know, the customers up there, and works for the PUD. Once we've identified that specific location, then we can do the heavy lifting of identifying the potential routes of the transmission line that would connect that substation to the existing transmission system. I do want to add one thing, is the PUD also has been looking at some models to improve reliability in the entire North and South Shore. One big way that we can improve reliability is to build fire-resilient structures in our transmission grid. Now, the transmission system is really the arteries of our electric network. They're very, very important. Of course, neighborhood lines are important as well, but the transmission system brings power in from our hydroelectric facilities up into the North Shore and the South Shore. Those in the last fire, those in Chelan, some of those lines received significant damages, right? Which resulted in a long duration power outages in the Chelan area. I think most of your listeners would remember that. It was a tough time for us. And we rebuilt those lines as quickly as we could, but we rebuilt them with the wood poles that we currently use today. Our engineering group has advocated that we replace the section from Chelan Falls up to through Chelan and up to Union Valley, replace those with wood poles and replace them with steel poles. Essentially the same height, the same types of structures, and they actually ironically look a lot the same. But the steel, of course, is more resilient to fire. And if a fire comes through that area, the chances are the power will remain on as a result of them being steel poles. So we want to share that information with the public as well and get some feedback from them.
Is that likely to happen? Is that a for sure thing?
It's what staff is recommending, and staff is recommending that. And we'd like to do that, you know, as soon as possible. We'd really like to get started on that. Essentially, we want to understand, does the community have any concerns about it? But we also recognize that, you know, from a community perspective, oftentimes it's the direct property owners that those transmission lines cross on their property. So those are the people that we really have to have those sit-down conversations with, and we fully intend to. have either individual or small group discussions about the transmission line rebuild from wood to steel with those folks. Understand, are the poles going to go back into the same locations or similar locations? Are there opportunities to relocate some of the lines to make better access? Those types of conversations.
Well, let's talk about that aspect of it. For those people that are already impacted by those structures nearby to them, will they then be individually notified that this plan is maybe in the works and have an opportunity, or will it be another public meeting? How will that happen?
Yeah, so this first public meeting on March 13th is really just to introduce what PUD staff is wanting to do in that area. It's a large investment to reconstruct that line section. It's in the millions to reconstruct that line section from a wood pole to steel. And really the big question is look, we have models that recommend or suggest rebuilding these line sections, but they cost a lot of money. Do you support better reliability through these expenses? That's just kind of question number one. It seems intuitive that people would say, yeah, of course we want higher reliability. At this point in time, we're not advocating to increase your rates to pay for these. These would be paid through our typical budgets. But we want to ensure that we're not investing in an infrastructure that we think is, you know, pretty straightforward, that maybe the public says, no, we're fine with what we've got, right? And quite frankly, that's happened in areas in the county where we've recommended not replacing wood to steel, but we've recommended building new transmission line to improve reliability, and folks said, no, we're happy with what we've got. So we always want to check in with our customers first, and if they say yes, we do think that the transmission line from Union Valley back down to Chelan Falls is a good investment. Then we'll take the next steps forward to visit with the individual property owners to find out what concerns they have.
If that goes, and if it's successful, is it likely then the PUD will look at the Wapato to Manson area, or maybe some of the other areas even in the county? Certainly a lot of areas in the county that are subject to fire.
Yeah, and that's right. So they're using some pretty fantastic modeling to look at fire-prone areas or historical fires and where our infrastructure exists and where those key and critical sections of line are. So we're looking at kind of a multivariable calculation to determine where the best locations are for an investment. But they're not just stopping at the Chelan Falls to Union Valley line. They intend to look at other critical areas. So as an example, another critical area is that line section that comes from Chelan Falls south, falls the Columbia River just across the butte down there by the Columbia River, comes out through Winesap. That's a very important line for us, but it's also very remote, very susceptible to fires. Since 1984, we've made over $30 million investments in electric infrastructure from the tunnel all the way up through Chelan, up into Manson and the South Shore. So this is just a continuation of what we do. There's a little bit more of a sense of urgency, primarily because of the growth that we've been seeing, unprecedented growth that we've been seeing. Again, we can't put our finger on it just being residential or recreational or commercial industrial. It's really a combination of all of those customers that we have and that are coming in the future. This is what we do. This is the business that we're in, so it's a continuation. What is a bit new is that we're really wanting to help the public understand what we're doing, and we really want them to support that, right? And so that means a lot of community engagement. That means a lot of input. That means a little more time built into that model. But we're committed to getting feedback from our customers. Without a question, the South... the Chelan Dam substation is a substation that will materially improve the ability to not only serve the existing customers, but serve the new recreation and new commercial and industrial and residential customers, not only in that particular area, but also take load off of other adjacents.
Andy, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you. Enjoyed it.
And our sincere thanks to Andy Wendell, Chelan County PUD, their Director of Customer Service, talking about transmission lines. And of course, don't forget that public meeting Wednesday, the 13th of March, Lake Chelan Chamber of Commerce office, 3:30 to 5:30 in the afternoon. Also coming up just around the bend, it is the annual Wayne Kelly Memorial Top Dog Parade. Looking forward to it. Also looking forward to celebrating the first year anniversary. We got 1 year coming up in the books for LakeChelanNow.com. Pretty exciting for us as well. We basically debuted last year with the Top Dog Parade. Looking forward to covering it again this year. Top Dog Saturday, March 16th. The annual Wayne Kelly Memorial Top Dog Parade begins at 12 noon. The parade formation with the pooches and whatnot will take place about 11:30 in that parking lot behind Wells Fargo. That's always a fun place to get a look at all the animals and their humans. So look forward to that. Also, earlier that morning, the annual Shamrock Run, that's put on by the Lake Chelan Lions Club as well. They're a busy group that day. So hope to see you at the Top Dog Parade coming up on Saturday, March the 16th, and also a celebration of Lake Chelan Now with 1 year in business. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Making Waves here on LakeChelanNow.com. For now, Dennis Rom, so long.